President Zelaya says Honduran troops forcibly removed him from his home in the dead of night and sent him to Costa Rica in his pajamas. The expulsion came on the day Mr. Zelaya had chosen for a referendum on whether to change the constitution to allow him to run for a second term in office. The president pressed ahead with the vote in defiance of Honduras's Supreme Court, which had declared the measure illegal. In a news conference at the airport in San Jose, Costa Rica, Mr. Zelaya said he is the victim of a coup d'etat.
He sido secuestrado a la fuerza.
The Honduran leader said he has been kidnapped with violence and brutality, which he termed an affront to the entire world that brings back memories of past dictatorships in the Americas. Appearing alongside Costa Rican President Oscar Arias, Mr. Zelaya said he wants to return to Honduras as president and that he is counting on the support of all democratic governments, including that of the United States. In Washington, President Obama issued a statement saying he is deeply concerned by events in Honduras. He urged all political and social actors in the country to respect democratic norms, the rule of law, and the tenets of the Inter-American Democratic Charter. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called on all Hondurans to respect their country's constitutional order. Blocks away from the White House, the Organization of American States met in emergency session. Honduras's ambassador to the body demanded what he termed an emphatic condemnation of the coup. OAS Secretary General José Miguel Insulza echoed the call.
Este es un golpe militar que tenemos que condenar con energía.
Insulza said what has occurred is a military coup that must be condemned with energy. He said the OAS must issue a clear demand for a return to constitutional order and insist that human rights be respected. President Zelaya is a political ally of Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez, who pledged to do everything possible to reverse the coup. Honduras is to hold presidential elections in November. The country's 1982 constitution bans Mr. Zelaya's re-election. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.